Welcome to the This Is Not a Game radio show, a show dedicated to informing you about the dangers of illegal bushmeat while highlighting the impact of poaching and the benefit of wildlife to Zambia. Remember, illegal possession of bushmeat is an offense punishable by up to 7 years imprisonment. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome. My name is Mina, and on today's episode, we're talking to Dr. David Square, Program Lead of Wildlife and Forestry from the Trident Foundation. We'll be finding out why eating illegal bushmeat is a risk now more than ever. We have a great lineup of interesting segments ahead, so let's get started with the interview. Could you please tell us a bit more about yourself and the work that you do?
My name is David Square, a veterinarian. I have been working in the conservation field for some time now, since 2011. I initially started working for the Zambia Wildlife Authority, where I headed the Wildlife Veterinary Unit. And then later on, I moved into the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, and then eventually I joined First Quantum Minerals Limited, and I'm currently working in Kalumbila as a program lead implementing corporate social investments in wildlife and forestry on behalf of First Quantum Minerals under the Trident Foundation.
Part of your work entails studying zoonotic diseases. What are they? Please tell us a bit more about that.
So basically, zoonotic diseases, these are diseases that are transmitted between people, these are humans, and the animals. This could be wildlife or livestock, and they can affect either population. So there are some diseases that are normal within wildlife or livestock, but are kind of causing diseases and could be catastrophic in human and affect human health. And then there are some diseases that are from human that have a devastating effect on wildlife population.
Which wild animals are highly susceptible to being carriers of these zoonotic diseases that you mentioned earlier?
Potentially every animal has the potential to carry pathogens that can cause human health problems. But of course, there are some animals that are more riskier than others. There are also species that are by nature that they carry certain diseases would be more risky. In this case, I could think of the Kafue ecosystem, where Kafue leachate carries bovine tuberculosis. So it would be a species that would be a much more riskier species. In terms of when you're consuming leisure meat, you should be careful because it carries diseases that have potential to cause human health problems, such as tuberculosis and brucellosis. Brucellosis actually can cause infertility in humans and miscarriages. So it depends on what the animal is carrying, but potentially every animal, every wild animal has a potential to carry pathogens that can harm human health.
I know you've probably already mentioned so much about this, but could you reiterate how these diseases are a danger to human health?
So I think something that people would be more worried, I know Zambian society, it's about infertility or unable to have a family or have a child. So some of the diseases, like I mentioned, brucellosis is actually a bacteria that is currently circulating in wildlife, some wildlife species, especially the Kafue leachate. So if you get brucellosis through bushmeat consumption, you're more likely that you would not reproduce because it would affect your reproductive system and render you infertile. Apart from that, it's also tuberculosis, which is also one of the major health problems that we are facing. We have normal tuberculosis, which is transmitted among humans. But there is also tuberculosis that you can get infected from consumption of or handling of bushmeat.
Okay, let's go on a break, and after that we find out how zoonotic disease is most likely to move from an animal that has been poached to a bushmeat consumer.
Is this a drug deal going down?
No, it's a man asking to buy some illegal bushmeat. But in fact, in many ways, it's just like a drug deal. Because like selling illegal drugs, the buying and selling of illegal bushmeat is a crime too. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal Bushmeat. This is not a game.
Welcome back. We're still talking to Dr. David Square, Program Lead of Wildlife and Forestry from the Trident Foundation. How are zoonotic diseases most likely to move from an animal that has been poached to a bushmeat consumer?
First of all, the pathogens within the wild animal may not cause any problems to the animal itself. But once the animal is poached, there is a risk that you would get the pathogens and get infected and have a disease process within you through several ways. First of all, is handling itself. When you're handling, the poachers that handle the meat themselves are exposed to grave danger in terms of a contact with infectious pathogens. And then these same poachers come into contact within the community. So that's one way in which actually a poacher can bring diseases from wildlife into the community, and then it spreads from there. If you don't prepare your food in a safe way, you would actually get infected from that. But most importantly, I think it's the way the animal is handled from the poacher's point of view, because they are not handled in a hygienic manner. You know, the way food is handled from the abattoir, the people have a health certificate so that they do not have or carry any diseases, and also they make sure that there's no cross-contamination of certain parts of the animal to affect the meat itself.
For a while now, we've been told that cooking food at high temperatures kills all bacteria and other pathogen. Is this true? Does this then make illegal bushmeat okay to eat?
Well, I don't think, it's true to some extent, but not entirely true. There are pathogens that you would expose them to high temperatures and they would still be viable to cause an infection to grow and also affect your health. So you have pathogens like anthrax, for example. These are spore-forming bacteria, and Clostridium and Listeria. So, for example, for anthrax, just normal boiling would not kill the spore itself. You would need to boil it at more than 121 degrees under high pressure. But also, when you look at some of the pathogens like Clostridium and Listeria, they also produce toxins that sometimes high heat may not affect them and still cause health problems. So boiling is good, but it may not entirely true. So to get around with this, is that first of all, you need to have your food, which is from a safe and legal source. So you are eliminating that risk, but also you need to do the cooking and boiling or brying or whatever in a proper way. So those are some of the things that you can, otherwise you can't say, I'll eat illegal bushmeat, but I'll just boil and everything is fine. It may not be fine. So that's one of the things to look out for.
Some people would argue that Zambians have been consuming illegal bushmeat for centuries without any issues arising from zoonotic diseases. Why are they a concern now? What may have changed?
It's a question of, first of all, I can assure you, we're dying and from eating bushmeat. Mm-hmm. It's just that a long time ago, there were no, if somebody dies because someone is bleeding from the nose, and then you say, no, it's witchcraft or something like that. Some of these deaths were not documented, or we're not aware that this actually is as a result of eating infected meat. So it's not about that people were never used to die or never used to get sick from eating bushmeat. They were getting sick and they were dying. And now the problem now is the population growth, or human population growth, which has also increased. And therefore, so in a long time ago, people used to stay in villages, a few of them, and the villages were quite scattered. So if a disease comes, it will basically not spread to other villages because you are more like an isolated village, and a few people die and the disease subsides and then it goes on like that. But it's not something that was remarkable in the past because of population structure in terms of human development and stuff like that. So that's now it's becoming more intense in terms of the rate at which disease is spreading, but also at which it can cover geographical space over a short period of time. So when you look at those changes in terms of human population, yes, it is something that is advancing the spread of disease. And then when you look at the disease itself, really nothing much has changed. It's just that now there are more effective ways of spread of disease and infectious pathogens. The disease spreads like that.
How is the legal Zambian game meat from game farms any different from illegally poached bushmeat?
First of all, you need to understand that the wild animals that are brought on game farms come from the national park, and before they are put on the farm, they first are screened for infectious diseases and sterilized of such infections. So the advantage is that you kind of put in an effort to eliminate, to remove the risk of them bringing in dangerous pathogens onto the farm. Okay. And therefore, even if you want to have meat from those animals, it's much more it's much more safer with a much lesser risk. And then the other advantage is that, however, this doesn't mean that they cannot transmit any disease, because they can still get diseases from the livestock, and also continue from there. The other advantage is that whilst on the farm, the animals themselves, they undergo through, of course, a different management system. They may be fenced, so they are not moving up and about and coming into contact with infectious animals, and then they acquire these pathogens. So they're more of a safety net, I should say. Mm-hmm. And then also they, when the animals are being are prepared for bushmeat, I think on the farm, the animals go through the same process as that of beef or any other food animal that is slaughtered on a farm. So basically, they go through the abattoir. There's a meat inspection that ensures that the meat itself is safe for consumption, and the packaging and handling, it's all that. So it comes with all that advantage. And on the contrast with poached meat, there is no such an arrangement. Everything is done in a haphazard. The meat is just left outside. There are flies. And there's a lot of contamination. So the food itself is not safe. And this is the biggest advantages of getting your bushmeat from a recognized retailer or a farm that you know, or that you have been on the press or in the media been promoting. And then the other issue is that when you get bushmeat from the farm, you actually relieve the pressure from the natural system like the national park. So you are not putting pressure or eliminating or affecting natural populations in the wild. So basically you are eating game meat, but also conserving wild populations of the same meat that you are eating. So even if it's buffalo that you are eating from a game farm, just know that you are instead, that buffalo is supposed to be killed from a national park, but now it's being well managed on a game farm, and therefore does not affect wild populations.
And finally, Dr. Square, from your experience in studying zoonotic diseases and the effects that they have on humans, what would you recommend the public do when they come across uncertified bushmeat?
Well, I think, first of all, my first recommendation would be that they need to get their bushmeat from recognized retailer or from game farms.
Well, that's all we had for you today. Dr. Square, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. Thank you so much.
Listeners, stay tuned for interesting facts, takeaways, and great news stories lined up.
Did you know that anyone found in illegal possession of bushmeat can be jailed up to 7 years? According to Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015, the illegal possession of bushmeat is an offense punishable by a fine not less than 90,000 kwacha or up to 7 years of imprisonment.
We visited Peza Foods and talked to the director, Julius Luwaya, and this is what he had to say about his legal game meat business.
We are found at plot 09 in Mnali, just at the roundabout, opposite the Mnali bus stop. And as a business, we've been in operation for 5 months now. And we stock the following species, that is gomit. We do have a black lechwe, impala, kudu, and wathog. And we have plans of stocking some other species as we go on. Our prices are fair in that they start from as low as 50 kwacha, going up depending on the amount of meat that you want. And we are urging customers or people in general to just buy from us in that One, we are conveniently located at a space which you can easily access. And then apart from that, we don't want to risk your health. That's why when we're getting our meat, we ensure that we get from legal suppliers who are registered with the authorities so that at the end of the day, everyone involved is protected legally and also as far as their health is concerned. Thank you.
Illegal bushmeat is stored and transported unhygienically before it lands on your plate. Avoid the dangers of diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified legal game meat from an approved supplier and always ask to see a license. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
The Zambian Daily Nation newspaper dated March 20, 2022, reported that a recent article by the Zimbabwean Center of Natural Resource Governance identified Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and Zambia as transit routes used by abalone syndicates to smuggle this white gold. In two separate incidents at the Beitbridge Border Post and Robert Mugabe Airport in Zimbabwe, more than 400 kilograms of abalone were seized. The culprits involved were alleged to have come from South Africa and were en route to Hong Kong via Zambia. Zambia is listed as an abalone trade route in the 2018 traffic report. 6% of the legal abalone that was trafficked to Hong Kong between 2006 and 2016 was trafficked through Zambia. As a proactive measure, the Lusaka DNPW canine unit has imprinted all its dogs with the abalone scent to ensure that it is not trafficked through the country. NGO challenges Zema over Lower Zambezi mining. Conduct a tour of the Lower Zambezi and assess the situation at the site. Save the Environment and People's Agency, SEPA Chief Executive Officer Miles Muke, noted that this would help all stakeholders come up with a solid decision from an informed perspective. Ms. Muke said SEPA did not support mining in the Lower Zambezi because there were a lot of mines in the country that were not beneficial to the locals, as reported by the Daily Nation newspaper in February 2022. Thank you for listening in. We were speaking to Dr. David Square, Program Lead of Wildlife and Forestry from the Trident Foundation, on why eating illegal bushmeat is a risk now more than ever. And our takeaways from today's interview are that zoonotic diseases in bushmeat have been around for a long time. They are more prevalent now because of population growth, rampant spread of diseases, and quicker modes of transmission among humans. You can avoid zoonotic diseases by ensuring you purchase and consume legal game meat. Meat that has been produced in sanitary environments.
Get interactive and be sure to tune in next time for another interactive and exciting episode. Find us on Facebook and Insta at This Is Not A Game and visit our website www.thisisnotagame.info.